Business, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
KBC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Harvard University appeared in federal court today to challenge $2.6 billion in funding cuts by the Trump administration. The university accuses the government of using funding as leverage to control its academic decisions. The cuts followed Harvard's rejection of administration demands for sweeping changes to policies on campus protests, admissions, hiring, and more. Harvard grads like Anamura Bargava held a rally Monday in support of the university.
Their position is this, which is that they can cancel any contract, any funding that they want to, based on changing agency priorities without regard for the Constitution or for any of the procedures under federal statutes.
Texas officials say most of the more than 160 people originally reported missing along the Guadalupe River after the deadly July 4th floods were safe, and only three people still haven't been found. The flash floods killed at least 135 people in Texas. This is ABC News. We are hearing now from the family of late NFL star turned U.S. Army Ranger Pat Tillman. After Tillman's younger brother allegedly intentionally crashed his car into a San Jose, California post office Sunday.
In a statement, Kevin Tillman says, quote, "It is no secret that Richard has been battling severe mental health issues for many years," end quote. The family saying it has been impossible to secure proper care and support for him. Federal postal investigators believe Richard Tillman deliberately crashed his car into a San Jose post office on Sunday morning. After the crash, the building went up in flames. Tillman's belongings were seen outside the post office, including a picture of his late brother, Pat Tillman. Alex Stone, ABC News.
PepsiCo is launching a prebiotic version of its flagship soda. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola is sweetened with cane sugar and includes prebiotic fiber. The company says it has the same taste while meeting changing consumer preferences. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers landing in Seattle last night. They open a three-game set tonight against the Mariners. The Brewers, the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 in a row. They beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-5 to complete a three-game sweep in L.A. Now the Dodgers get media coverage from Los Angeles and networks in Japan. A reporter asked Pat Murphy, how do you beat a World Series team? With Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, with guys like Isaac Collins or Caleb Durbin.
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. No disrespect to great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name five players in our lineup. They can't name two in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck and they're not playing their best baseball, and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But, you know, I'm still proud of our club and what they did and, you know, how they competed in big situations. And, yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, slight storm chance tonight, lows mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, scattered storms around, humid with highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny, more heat and humidity Wednesday, high mid-90s, extreme heat watch, a few storms. Currently it's 72 degrees.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An important topic, the increase in death by suicide by Wisconsin's elderly. Folks from Wisconsin Watch will join us and discuss. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, put them together, so you know each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Ann, your wife.
Yes, with
Ann. Not talking about John and Gordy. Just clear. People are raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Want to say thanks again to everybody who made our road trip possible last week. We stopped in Oshkosh and in Butternut and in Hayward, and it takes a village to pull it off. And we want to thank again everybody who made this happen. It was so much fun. We really, really had a ball.
It was an absolute blast. I mean, I'm not even a big fan of the driving part of the road trip because it just feels like we have 5 hours until we're there.
Yeah.
We have 4 hours and 45 minutes and it just keeps going. But this, like, everything went really fast.
It did.
It went really quickly. So yeah, big thanks to everybody who had a part in this, and we had a great time. And Butternut, we will see you again someday because it was too beautiful not to revisit.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Butternut is just an adorable little town. And if you make it up there, and I highly encourage you, if you want to get away, head up to the Hayward Butternut Park Falls area, and they've got all kind. I mean, Lena's Resort where we stayed, they have miles and miles and miles of ATV trails. That's the big thing now. Snowmobile trails. Hopefully we'll get some snow this winter and it'll all work good for everybody up there. But if you're looking for just a beautiful place to relax, take your canoe, maybe do some fishing.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful part of the state.
Yeah, I would say, honestly, for me, I would go to Butternut again for the relaxation. And then I would drive an hour north to Hayward for shopping and fun, because
it's a great downtown.
Butternut has a great downtown, but it's very, very small. But that's what I liked about it. And Hayward has a more just, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's more touristy.
A little
and
bit,
there's
yeah.
cool shops, but it's a good combination. It's perfect for getting both sides of a vacation.
Yeah, I would check it out.
Yeah.
You will not regret it. You will absolutely love it. And again, thank you to everybody who made it happen. But we are back.
Yes.
All in one piece. And this kind of jumped out at me this morning because I don't recall any voter in Wisconsin asking for this. Now, granted, do I talk to every single person in Wisconsin? No. But I just haven't felt a big groundswell of support, whereas on some things we do actually agree. But whether or not he heard from his constituents that this is really what they want, our new congressman, Tony Weed. We could have had Kristen Bartlett. Tony Weed has introduced legislation to protect American citizens' Second Amendment rights by banning federal, state, and local laws targeting magazine capacity. We need more bullets, Greg, to fire more often.
Well, I think that's like that for me personally. I don't know about you. I am a constitutional scholar. And when you take the Second Amendment and you take all of those words, all like, you know, two dozen of them, and you recontextualize them for a modern day, I really believe what the founding fathers were saying, implying and hoping was that one day, not only would our guns be able to fire an offensive amount of bullets at once, but also that we could just keep on going until we were ready to say stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And frankly, the government putting its big regulation boot on our necks to keep us from having all of the bullets in the world, frankly, needs to be combated. And I want to congratulate Tony Weed on, you know, healthcare. Don't worry about it. Childcare.
Boring.
Education. Yesterday's news. Bullets, friends. That's the thing that all Americans are worrying themselves about is it's also not being hit with one. They don't worry about that.
No, ever.
It's about access to and firing as many as possible. That's so good on you, Congressman Weed. First time in Congress, and you're just knocking it out of the park. It's just, you know, good work.
Here's what Congressman Weed has to say about this quote. For too long, the federal government has infringed on Americans' Second Amendment rights while maintaining a confusing, inconsistent system that lacks a uniform national standard and invites legal disparity. The FIRE Act.
Ooh. I love it when they use acronyms.
The FIRE Act ensures that law-abiding gun owners can access magazines of any size, no matter where they are in the United States. It's well past time we take the Founding Fathers' words, shall not be infringed, seriously. Also, within the Second Amendment, it says well-regulated militia, correct?
And I feel like, yes.
But
and
we don't need to take that part seriously.
Regulated. That makes me think of the word regulated regulation.
Militia. That would be regulations. Oh,
I don't like that, Jane. Mm. Yeah, it's funny because they want to take that Second Amendment so seriously, but when you ever bring up the well-regulated, or the fact that when this amendment was written, they had, muskets. It took a minute to 2 minutes to reload one.
Right.
They didn't really think about automatic firepower or firepower as far as its abundancy. But it's gone from taking the Second Amendment to the second half of the amendment to just shall not be infringed. That is as much as shall not be infringed is as much legality as they need. That's it. Period. It's their way of getting
all
around.
Legal.
All comparisons.
Everything is legal.
All questions, it's always shall not be infringed. Boom, done. Next topic. Yeah, this is, nobody asked for this. This is not a top.
Oh, prompt. I'm sure the NRA has asked for this.
And I'm sure there
are. And I would imagine weapons manufacturers have asked for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ammo manufacturers have probably asked for this.
But if I'm not mistaken, I feel like that the magazine, please correct me if I'm wrong, but the magazine portion of it gets murky because it's not about. That's not about the firearm, if I'm not, because that was the same thing with silencers too. It's like they're not, the magazine isn't the gun. It's part of, you can add two and you can regulate therefore with those. But Tony, we just wants to knock it all off. Let's just call it a day. I mean, do you want to have 1,000-round magazine, Jane? You can. And don't tell me I can't have 1,001.
Because every good hunter, of course, uses 1,000 rounds when they're hunting.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm sure that when you're sitting around the campfire after your day of hunting, you talk about the great shots, the great 900 shots Eric got off at that one deer.
Yeah.
I don't hunt. Huh. I don't come from a hunting family. Mm-hmm. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Is this a good thing? Do we need unlimited access to unlimited magazines?
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe this is something that hunters want. I would be very surprised by that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I go to a memory I have of a coworker, and this is just one man, but I believe that if there's one man who thinks this, I bet you there's many people who agree with this. And he was a a war vet, fought in Vietnam. He a staunch Republican, but this was back in 2008, so back then it was adorable. He didn't, you know, there was no MAGA, there was no Tea Party.
Right.
He was just a staunch Republican. But he was like my uncles who were like, didn't like liberals. I say all that because he would tell me when we were talking about this topic, he'd say, I believe you should be able to defend your home with a handgun. I believe you should be able to hunt in the woods with a rifle. I believe beyond that, you don't need guns. Yeah. He didn't think you needed a semi-automatic weapon. You didn't need military grade weaponry to quote unquote protect your home. And this was a man who did not vote for Democrats ever. But he believed that there was a place for some restrictions and regulations on firearms because he understood the dangers. So I think this is a topic, Jane. I know this is a topic, and we've talked about this many times, a topic in which we do agree. Many Americans agree, regardless of their party. They agree that some restrictions, some regulation,
some gun safety legislation
is okay, is fine, is necessary. But, you know, we got Tony Weed saying, hey, do you want to shoot a million bullets at once? Go for it.
I'll make that possible for you. Yes, we're talking about Congressman Tony Weed and the Fire Act that he has introduced, which ensures the protection of Second Amendment rights by preventing state and local bans on magazine capacity. I would also imagine that our law enforcement agencies cannot be happy about this.
No.
How does this work in their favor? How does this make their jobs any safer?
I have to imagine, another quick story. I come from a very large family of cops. We have a lot of cops in my family. Now, we never had these discussions because this, at the time when I was younger, was not a hot button issue, like the total and unfettered access to weapons. But I used to work in Racine. I spoke to the chief of police once and I asked him straight out, I'm like, what do you think of all of this? And he said, first of all, he didn't own a gun at home. He had a gun at work. He didn't believe in having guns at home. That's a mind-blowing thing. But his other point that I'll never forget, he said, if people want to have access to firearms, okay, but they should have to once a year go through the same testing, the same certification that all of my officers have to go through in order to carry a firearm on their side. No questions asked. You want it? Fine. You must be not this.
You have
not
to be, this. You have to. You have to take a course to use it.
Not this paper thin certification for concealed carry that we have in this state, which is almost laughable on its face. But you actually have to have real training and real certifications to do it. Then maybe the conversation's different. But we don't do that in this country. We do unfettered, whatever you want, however you want to get it. And also, I feel like that this law would kind of step on states' rights because if, say, say Vermont wants to do it, they can't because... Well,
states' rights, though, yeah, they like to talk about states' rights, except when it doesn't go along with their agenda. And then it's like, well, the rights of the federal government supersede everything.
Exactly.
And when they're in power.
Just another example of the Constitution, a really cute document sometimes.
855-752-4842. Do we need this bill? When the Joint Finance Committee was traveling all around the state listening to constituents, 9 hours of testimony, the top three things that people told our lawmakers, the people we pay to represent us and enact the will of the people, the top three things that they heard on the Joint Finance Committee was more funding for education, more funding for healthcare. Not unfettered access to unlimited magazines.
Yeah.
I don't remember that coming up.
No.
Maybe I'm getting old. I forget things.
Well, we were on the road for a few days. We sometimes miss things. And I'd like to get the proof from Congressman Weed about where he got this concern from, this overwhelming and unifying concern from the people, might I add, that made him want to do this. And you know, Tom Tiffany signed on.
Yes,
and some other
Tom Tiffany signed on.
So this is an important thing for them, I guess, because, you know, they need a headline and a press release and they need a way to tell people, hey, I'm doing work, even if it's...
See, I did a thing.
I did a thing for you. I did a thing for you. Enjoy all of your bullets.
Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to across the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. We are coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 9:30 news, he just won't die. He's still not dead. It's like, was it Castro who was the one? Yeah. Chevy Chase, Saturday Night Live. He is still dead.
No. That was,
who am I thinking of?
I will look it up.
We're searching for dictators.
I found one in Washington. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So, we'll be talking about the Jeffrey Epstein files just won't die.
Francisco Franco
is still dead. Yes. And so is Jeffrey Epstein. He is still dead. But he won't go away. So that's coming up after the 9:30 news. Wanted to start off with this, though. This is from Wisconsin Examiner. Baylor Spears with the byline. Senate Democrats' efforts to flip the state Senate next year. Robin Vining, representative from Wauwatosa, has announced she will campaign for Wisconsin's 5th Senate District, currently held by Senator Rob Hutton, a Republican of Brookfield.
This is a good thing.
It is a good thing.
We've been talking a lot about the Democratic moves that happened last election as far as regaining seats in the Assembly as well as the Senate. And this is a big move. And Dan Schaefer has talked about this a great deal with us as well. If they do the work as far as knocking on the doors and talking to people, which is what they have been doing
yes.
the past few years,
right.
the this I'm just going to start with the Senate. The Wisconsin State Senate, the Democrats have a shot at, for the first time in, I think, 13, 14 years.
Long time.
15 years, have a shot at controlling the Senate. And, you know, I'm not going to go any further. I'm not going to say assembly. I'm not going to say governor. One thing at a time. If the Senate Democrats can get a majority in just that house right there, in that chamber, that will be huge.
Yes.
Huge. Yep. For Tony Evers for at least a little while.
November 2026 will be the first time the new, more competitive maps that were adopted in 2024 will be in effect for the 17 odd number Senate seats that are up for election. All the seats in the state assembly and the governor's office will also be up for election. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein told reporters, "We're going to have a trifecta. We're finally going to be able to get things done for the very first time in a long time. We're going to be able to fund K-12 education, higher education, child care, all the priorities we've been fighting for over a decade." I have never heard of Rob Hutton.
Rob Hutton?
Of Brookfield, which doesn't necessarily mean anything, but obviously he hasn't been a big... He hasn't made a splash for himself.
No.
Authoring anything like, let's have more bullets.
Well, he doesn't think big.
I guess.
That doesn't surprise me either. I mean, a lot of times we don't know who are the state senators and assemblymen. If it's not our area. And also sometimes if it's in our area, there's a lot of representation. But here's the thing I will do, Jane. I will make a segue. I'll pivot to something. And I will say, if you want to know more about who represents you, go to myvote.wi.gov. Mm-hmm. You're going to go and put in all of your information on there as far as your name and your address. And what will happen is a list of individuals will pop up there. And that list is going to be all the people who represent you in your area, from the president of the United States all the way down to your school board, to your state senator, your state
judges.
It's going to also have your assembly or your city council members, county board supervisors, and heck, if you have an elected dog catcher. But that is all right there for you, myvote.wi.gov, including their phone numbers. And if you want to call them, and I'm going to say something right now, Jane, if you don't like what your representative is doing, go there, find out their information and tell them. But if you like what they're doing, call them as well.
Yeah.
Let them, I mean.
Seriously, though, that's a really good point, right? Like businesses
yes.
only hear complaints.
Yes.
Nobody ever calls a business and said, that was the best guacamole I've ever had.
Oh, by the way, the guacamole we had last week, I don't remember
what it was. Really good.
It was really good. But yeah, when I moved in my neighborhood, I found out who my sitting alderman was, and I emailed him to say, hey, my wife and I, we moved into the area. I just wanted to say hello, and, you know, here's who we are, blah, blah, blah. He sent back an email within 10 minutes saying, I've never gotten an email like this before. Oh. They don't get. They get congratulations, but not all the time. So if you disagree with them, call them up. Be kind. Be supportive. Be respectful. But if you're supporting them and you like what they're doing, tell them to.
Let them know about that. By the way, Hutton was first elected to his post in 2022. He has introduced legislation related to transgender Wisconsinites, including banning trans girls from sports teams that align with their gender, and allowing for civil action against medical professionals who provide gender-affirming care.
Ah. Okay. I'm trying to look up here. I just want to see something here. How many trans athletes are in Wisconsin?
Probably two.
There's no information because it's so few.
It's so small. Vining says of Hutton, constituents are frustrated because they don't know where he stands on many issues, adding that education funding should be one of the top priorities for lawmakers. Maybe he's another one who just doesn't ever, ever, ever have town halls.
No.
We have news coming up next, and then when we return, geez, can't just die already, would you? No, Jeffrey Epstein isn't going away. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. Stay with us on the vast, statewide, countrywide, pick us up globally on the app, the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Appeared in federal court today to challenge $2.6 billion in funding cuts by the Trump administration. The university accuses the government of using funding as leverage to control its academic decisions. The cuts followed Harvard's rejection of administration demands for sweeping changes to policies on campus protests, admissions, hiring, and more. Harvard grads like Anamora Bargava held a rally Monday in support of the university.
Their position is this, which is that they can cancel any contract, any funding that they want to, based on changing agency priorities without regard for the Constitution or for any of the procedures under federal statutes.
Texas officials say most of the more than 160 people originally reported missing along the Guadalupe River after the deadly July 4th floods were safe, and only three people still haven't been found. The flash floods killed at least 135 people in Texas. This is ABC News.
It's the Brewers and the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers landing in Seattle last night. They open a three-game set tonight against the Mariners. The Brewers, the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 in a row. They beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-5 to complete a three-game sweep in L.A. Now the Dodgers get media coverage from Los Angeles and networks in Japan. A reporter asked Pat Murphy, how do you beat a World Series team? With Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, with guys like Isaac Collins or Caleb Durbin.
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. No disrespect to great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name five players in our lineup. They can't name two in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck and they're not playing their best baseball, and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But, you know, I'm still proud of our club and what they did and, you know, how they competed in big situations. And, yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a whodunit that takes place in a beautiful setting, here's one of Pete's picks that will fit the bill. Untamed stars Aussie actors Eric Bana and Sam Neill and is set in Yosemite National Park. Bana plays a federal agent who oversees the park alongside state park rangers led by Neill. The first scene, which involves two rock climbers and a dead body, will knock your socks off. Bana's character, Kyle Turner, tracks a killer while dealing with his own demons. Untamed dropped July 17th on Netflix, where all six episodes are available to stream. Wes Anderson fans, listen up, yo. His latest effort, The Phoenician Scheme, will be available to stream later this week. Deadline.com has announced the film will drop on Peacock Friday, July 25th. The film by the director of Rushmore and Bottle Rocket is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and stars Benicio del Toro, Tom Hanks, Michael Cera, and Scarlett Johansson. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and mid-60s in the overnight with a light east breeze. Partly sunny skies Tuesday and upper 80s. Will be quite a bit warmer going into Wednesday, mostly sunny in lower 90s, but when you factor in the humidity, heat index near 105, currently 71 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
On our next show, John and Gordy will have more idiocracy than you can stand at 6:35 in the morning.
I can't wait, and I have a note here. Trump says we have to change the name of the show.
Right here on 92.7 WMDX or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment as well if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a little reminder to make sure you download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done so, go to wherever you get your apps and look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C. Download the Civic Media app. It is
absolutely free.
Thank you.
I see what you did there. I got the pun.
You got the pun.
Yeah.
Yes, it's absolutely free. And then you can listen to stations all across the state. Mm-hmm. We have great music stations. RJN here across the hall from us here at Radio Park. Great oldies. Yeah. We have some wonderful country stations around the state. So check out the Civic Media app and then make sure you have it by Friday because we're doing free ticket Fridays all summer long where you can pick up a 4-pack of tickets, club level seats to see the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, boy.
I understand they're doing well.
Oh, man, Jane. Well, you know,
don't
get too into it because what will happen is you'll have a conversation about it. You'll be feeling really good. Then you'll talk out loud about your excitement. Then Calvin will come in and just stomp all over your happiness because he's like, but the Bucks, but the Bucks, but the Bucks. And I'm like, who cares about the Bucks right now? The Brewers have swept the Dodgers twice in 2 weeks, and there are 3 sweeps in a row. We should just get to win the World Series right now.
They should just give it to us.
Yes, we are tied. We have the exact same record as the Cubs right now. We are neck and neck, tied for first. I get to be happy for literally, can be happy for 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes, okay? That's all I ask for. But yes, you can listen to wonderful games on terrestrial radio. We are a Brewers network, which is wonderful. In fact, I know in WRJN can hear a lot of Brewers games here. And also a great thing about the app is that, you know, say you're going on a, let's say I'm going on a whirlwind European vacation, Jane. I'm going to go to Poland. I just picked one country.
Sure, why not?
Poland, that's where my people are from. And I say, but Jane, I can't listen to Civic Media now for I am too far away from Radio Tower. What can I do?
You can listen on the Civic Media app.
For I can listen on the Civic Media
app. You can listen live wherever you are around the world.
Oh my goodness. We should be charging for this, but we don't.
It should be a thing.
It's free.
Absolutely free. Cassandra on the live stream says, how about that Brew Crew?
How about that Brew Crew,
so
Cassandra?
So you are not alone.
Oh, baby.
Lots of excitement there. Coming up an hour from now, next hour, we call her the genie of just about everything at Civic Media. She is an Emmy Award-winning journalist, Terry Barr. Civic Media's own Terry Barr is going to be joining us after 10:30. She has a great feature called A Slice of Wisconsin, which I really, really love.
Yeah.
And Terry does so much stuff that I think even you and I don't realize.
No.
Because the woman's, she's just brilliant. So
yes.
Terry Barr is going to be joining us for our audio sorbet segment. And as always, we will be wrapping up the show like we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is these aren't the drugs you're looking for. a la Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There it is.
These aren't the drugs you're looking for.
Hey, nerds, Star Wars reference.
Stay tuned for that. That is coming up at the very end of the show. Around 10:51-ish. All right, I wanted to spend a little time on this. This is from the Daily Beast. Trump's poll approval craters even on his top policy issue. A new CNN SSRS poll out yesterday showed that 55% of Americans think that the ICE raids are going too far.
Mm.
And another CBS News YouGov poll has found 52% of Americans say the Trump administration is trying to deport more people than they expected. Yeah, it was going to be the worst of the worst.
The criminals.
The criminals, the rapists, the criminals,
yeah.
The pedophiles.
Those were
the people that we were going to be deporting and get them off our shores. That's not what's happening.
And I've heard, honestly, like with the exception of maybe the far right, but even on Fox News and on CNN, on MSNBC, the major networks, at one point or another, someone saying the phrase, "We all agreed the criminals should go. We all agree the criminals should be sent away." Now, I feel like depending on who you talk to, the nuance behind that statement is about they need to go as long as we stick to due process, as long as we don't just, you know, put them in a plane and fly into another country. And there are people who will say, well, what's the problem with that? They are criminals. Their criminality does not supersede the Constitution, and they are afforded the same due process rights as everybody, regardless of their citizenship.
Status, yes.
They are afforded that by the Constitution. So it has been almost since the beginning a major swear word show, if you will. I will not say the word out loud, but like it's not gone well, but they've done it with such force that they don't really care about the process. They just keep going.
Yes, they do.
They just and the people, as you said, the people are not happy. The American public, they're starting to see that this is a poorly executed plan.
And I think that's a big, there are more stories coming about these cases where they're getting rid of people without due process and discovering, oops, oh, he wasn't a criminal. Oh, well, too bad. Yeah, this one, ICE secretly deported 82-year-old grandpa over lost green card.
Yeah.
Luis Leon was finally located in Guatemala. 82-year-old man. He went to a Philadelphia immigration office. He had lost his green card. So he went back to the immigration office to get a copy of his green card, where he was then detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise known as ICE, and then disappeared. His family did not know where he was. He's 82 years old.
And that's the other, you know, I briefly mentioned it in a moment ago. It's the disappearing. If your family member is arrested or deported, they should have a record or information as to say, all right, this is your family member. They are here because of X, Y, and Z. Whether the legality of it all is not for discussion at this moment. It's just the start of this person has been deported. This is where they are at. If you want to contact them, this is how you can find them. But the term disappearing has been used so many times.
Yes.
And people have to take it upon themselves, most likely out of their own pocket because the government isn't helping.
Right. Now they have to hire lawyers to help them find their loved ones who were disappeared. This 82-year-old man's wife who went to this immigration appointment with him to replace his green card, which meant he was here legally. He has a green card. Said she was also kept in the building for 10 hours before she was released to her granddaughter. After almost a month and repeated calls to immigration authorities, prison facilities, hospitals, and even the morgue, Leon's family was finally told Friday he was in a hospital in Guatemala. This should not be happening.
No, no.
This should be a concern for all of us.
Yes.
Everyone.
And I will now, I'm looking at a story that was published on the 12th. A Trump supporter who was living in this country for 43 years was denied reentry at the border, had his green card revoked, and was forced to stay in Canada. Quote, "I was definitely all for make America great again and having a strong, unified country and a bright future for my five American children. But now I feel a little differently." Well, no doubt, because this is also this, you know, you have the 82-year-old grandpa. You have this gentleman who is a Trump supporter. They're being thrown out of the country for various reasons, and they're being told you're not allowed back here. And this gentleman is probably saying, well, I have a green card. I supported you.
I have no. Did he have a marijuana conviction from like a decade or so ago?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what they're using to get rid of people now.
That is. Well, that's also the line of justification for those who like seeing this to say, well, see, he's a criminal. No, he's not a criminal. They're fine. He has a charge, but he's certainly not a detriment to this country. And you know what? He supports Trump. I can't stop that. But obviously, he's been here for 43 years.
With five children.
He has five children. And I don't see anything about a massive marijuana, you know, distribution center in his backyard.
I think it was a possession charge.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many stories, story after story of individuals. And the notion of, I want to keep hammering this point home. The notion of, quote, well, if they just did it the right way, if they just did it the legal way, if they just did it legally, then we'd be fine. Well, we have case after case after case after case of people who did everything you wanted them to do. People who were in this country illegally at first and then took the means to stay here legally, going to immigration court, talking to lawyers, talking to everyone they needed to stay here legally, still being thrown out, even though they did exactly what you wanted them to do.
With immigration officials under increasing pressure from the White House, their goal, the dream number, is 3,000 people a day. 3,000 deportations a day, a goal set by White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller.
Of course.
The problem is that having a quota like this means ICE officials are detaining people with little or no criminal records. This man, 82 years old, his family maintains he has never gotten so much as a parking ticket. The latest statistics suggest as many as 72% of people currently in ICE detention centers have no criminal offenses. That should terrify everyone.
And I guess that's, you know, I hate having to see that people might change their mind when it happens to them, even though that's not always the case either. Early on in this whole rigmarole, a young woman was arrested and was going to be deported, and the husband was a Trump supporter. And after she was released back to him. She is now living in the United States. They both said, yeah, we know this happened, but it needs to happen. There was a process. We still support him. So I really, you know, I'm not trying to talk to the people who can't be turned right now. I shouldn't say can't have their minds changed or at least accept new information. But you can at least, I don't know, maybe you can't. Maybe you can't admit the fact that this isn't the best executed plan.
It's like so much else with this administration. Mm-hmm. It's the dog ate my homework administration.
Yeah.
There is no planning ahead. There is no looking further down the road at consequences. They just don't. So just do it. Just do this thing and we'll deal with it all on the other side.
And if a couple,
that seems like a really not good way to run a government.
Absolutely. And you know, we're coming up to a commercial here, and I want to, you know, we can talk about this in a moment, about what the president also has planned for this immigration, I don't know, project with regard to if you are a U.S. citizen who happens to be deported. He's got some thoughts on that, too.
We'll cover that when we return. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. The Board Lord, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. The number is the same if you want to call and or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before the break, we were talking about Donald Trump's immigration policy, not very popular, but 58%. Believe this is being handled incorrectly, especially because we seem to be deporting a whole bunch of people who have no criminal records. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Or that's a problem.
Or records that are so flimsy and inexcusable that you're just going to say, oh, you will take. So jaywalking, if someone like, I'm not even trying to be funny right now. I can see them deporting someone with a jaywalking ticket at this point. And individuals saying, well, you shouldn't have done the crime. You can't do the time. I mean, that is just where we're at now.
Well, and again, now they have a quota.
Yes.
They want to deport 3,000 people a day. That's a pretty big number.
That's a huge number. I ran the numbers. That's 1,095,000 people a year.
Yeah. And in order to do that, to get that 3,000 number, seems like you're going to have to fudge a little bit on just how criminal these people actually are, if you want to They're more concerned about the number than the actual cases, which is, again, should disturb all of us.
Well, and that to me is also something that we're at this point now. We are 5 months in and we are deporting people with no criminal records, flimsy criminal records. We have been sidestepping due process. We have been disappearing people to other countries. We have been doing whatever we want because we can, because what is the recourse at this point? You know, we don't have, you know, I'm not talking about like a war here, but I'm just talking about the fact that the people, our voices don't need to be listened to a certain point because they get to do what they want to do. And it is just going to keep slipping and slipping and slipping to the point where they don't need to disappear you or to deport you for anything other than they don't want you here. They don't like you. And by the way,
you might have said something mean about the president.
And that's the other point is that I'm not talking about like right now it's primarily brown people. That's who we are getting rid of because that doesn't fit into their framework of this country. Even though some of these individuals are wonderful people contributing to society, paying taxes,
no
living
criminal
their lives,
records,
no criminal records. But, you know, they're brown, so we don't want them here. But that doesn't preclude Americans either. And I'm saying that all because the president in a press conference said on the matter of deporting U.S. citizens, quote, "We also have a lot of bad people that have been here for a long time. Many of them were born in our country. I think we ought to get them the H out of here, too, if you want to know the truth. So maybe that'll be the next job."
He said that July 1st. This is just a couple of weeks ago.
Yep. At a press conference with Kristi Noem right next to him, with charts and graphs behind them. This was not an off the cuff thing. This was not Truth Social. This was standing behind the presidential seal. He said that there are people in this country who were born here who should probably be gotten rid of, too, because, well, maybe they don't. They're bad people. Well, what does that mean? Bad people? Is that the guy? Is that the person who killed your family, or is that the guy who got your coffee order wrong? And once again, not trying to be funny here. I'm saying they're going to move the goalposts on what quote bad means to fit their needs to get rid of the people in this country. Maybe it's the people who don't like the big bill for billionaires. Maybe they're upset that they're not going to get trickled on quick enough. We don't know at this point, but I can tell you this much. They have set the precedent from January the 21st to right now on the fact that they slide that scale, however, to fit their needs.
Well, and he's already talked about going back and taking away people's legal status.
Yes.
That have already been legal status or have already been naturalized as citizens.
Yes.
And they've talked about revoking that now.
Yeah, we're gonna just cut that part of the Constitution out too. Just, you know, maybe just put a black marker through it.
Well, he likes Sharpies.
Maybe we'll just put another Second Amendment right there where the birthright citizenship section is, just to reiterate the fact. But yeah, this is And I'll stop right here with this portion. I'll just say once again, it's all fine and dandy until they come knocking at your door, I guess, because they will eventually come knocking at your door, because eventually you will not be good enough, strong enough, make America great enough for them. And they will find a reason to do whatever they want to you.
Yeah, I've never understood the logic about let me get cozy to the authoritarian, because getting cozy with authoritarians tends to go badly for those who cozy up to them. Mm-hmm. Just talk to a couple of Russians who've fallen out of windows in the last year.
Yeah.
Just in the last year.
Yeah.
Always works out really well.
Yeah.
It's off. Never comes back to bite you.
Never backfires for the regular folks of this country who want to cozy up to a dictator. You'll be protected, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Wink. Yeah, wink, wink. We're going to keep on this because this is very, very concerning. Mm-hmm. And especially, again, they're going after, they disappeared an 82-year-old man who is a green card holder. Mm-hmm. He had the legal right to be here.
Yeah, but Jane, he must have done something wrong.
He's 82.
He's old.
We have news coming up next. And on the other side, he's still dead.
Who?
Jeffrey Epstein.
That he is?
He is still dead.
I never knew that.
But he just won't die. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
From Canada pleads not guilty after being charged in the death of his 9-year-old daughter. ABC's Aaron Kutursky.
Email was taken approximately 15 minutes ago.
Police issued an Amber Alert Saturday night, but say they quickly determined Luciano Fratolin's story did not hold up. Melina Fratolin was found dead Sunday morning in a remote pond. The two had been driving home to Montreal from a seemingly normal vacation in Connecticut and New York City.
Los Angeles shaken by the horrific crash outside a nightclub in East Hollywood early Saturday. Police now say the 29-year-old driver, Fernando Ramirez, was shot by a bystander who ran off. ABC's Matt Gutman.
If that suspect is charged and convicted on multiple counts of assault with a deadly weapon, he could face dozens of years in prison. As for the victims, thankfully, all of them are expected to recover.
On Sunday, officials say a 4-year-old child walking with their family was bitten by a mountain lion at an Olympic National Park in Washington. The child is being treated at a Seattle hospital. This is ABC News.